You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 326, covering week 31, July 31st to August 6th, 2023. The most active dev in the Alpine Linux distribution, who worked under the name Psykose, P-S-Y-K-O-S-E, resigned, blocked his accounts, and stopped working in the project. After the departure of Psykose, about 400 packages remain unmaintained. According to the project's statistics for 2023, the departed developer produced more than half of all changes in the scripts of the Aports package build. Apparently, the reason is emotional burnout and the desire to change activity. His plans mention only the intention to sleep. Alpine Linux is based on the Muscle system library and a set of BusyBox utilities, features increased security requirements, and is assembled with SSP, stack smashing protection. OpenRC is used as an initialization system, and APK Own Package Manager is used to manage packages. Alpine is used to form official Docker container images and is used in the post-market OS project. Adrian Bermeaux of the GNU Boot project sent Lee a row of the Libre Boot distribution, a requirement to stop using a GNU Boot name to distribute its build. 2 weeks ago, Lee published a trimmed build of Libre Boot under the name GNU Boot, providing it with the unofficial mark. The claim indicates that Lee is not the maintainer of GNU Boot and does not have the right to publish releases on behalf of this project. The official GNU Boot project was created in June 2023, a month before Lee's build, and has not yet had time to form its own release. The GNU Boot project planned to develop a fork Libre Boot, which uses more stringent requirements to include binary components, and the proposed build solved this problem. Lee explained that by creating her unofficial build, she only wanted to help the new project. It was assumed that GNU Boot would be able to use the published code in their project. MX Linux 23 has been published, created as a result of the collaboration of communities formed around the AntiX and Mepis projects. The release is based on Debian with improvements from the AntiX project and packages from its own repository. The distribution uses the SysV init initialization system and its own tools for setting up and deploying the system. 32-bit and 64-bit builds with XFCE desktop are available for download, as well as 64-bit builds with the KDE desktop and builds with Fluxbox Window Manager. The GNU project published GNU Emacs 29.1, the first of the 29.x series. The project was developed under the personal leadership of Richard Stallman until version 24.5 and was handed over to John Weigley in the fall of 2015. The project code is written in C and Lisp and is distributed under GPLv3 license. Pixar, Adobe, Apple, Autodesk, and NVIDIA announced the creation of the Alliance for OpenUSD, focused on the joint promotion of OpenUSD, Universal Scene Description, its development, and the development of related standards. The Alliance was created as an independent platform under the auspices of the Joint Development Foundation, which is supervised by the Linux Foundation. The goal of the Alliance is to improve portability between applications for working with 3D graphics, as well as the development and standardization of universal means for transferring 3D data between applications. The companies intend to prepare a specification that describes in detail all the capabilities of OpenUSD, which is planned to be approved in the International Organization for Standardization as a standard. Kleber Souza, a Canonical engineer working with the Linux kernel for Ubuntu, announced the transition to a new cycle of kernel updates. The new cycle, which has been coded 4/2, provides for the formation of additional security update packets with the kernel, including corrections to emergency problems and vulnerabilities marked as dangerous and critical. According to the new scheme, SRU updates, stable release updates, packages with the kernel will be published every 4 weeks, transferring fixes from the corrective releases of the Linux kernel. It is expected that the new scheme will accelerate the delivery of vulnerabilities corrections to users and increase the predictability of the development process. When using the old scheme, which used a 3-week development cycle, there were problems with the prompt correction of vulnerabilities. Derek Wong announced his resignation as maintainer of the XFS file system in the Linux kernel. According to him, he took on an unbearable burden and burned out, trying to combine the role of the developer, reviewer, tester, release manager, and contact person. It is noted that the XFS subsystem has work for 20 people, but in fact the same work has been done by half that. FreeCAD 0.21 was published, characterized by flexible customization and functionality through the connection of additions. The interface was built using the Qt library. Add-ons can be created in Python. It supports the preservation and loading of models in various formats, including STEP, IGES, and STL. The FreeCAD code is distributed under the LGPLv2 license. OpenCascade is used as a modeling core. Ready-made builds will soon be prepared for Linux as an app image, macOS, and Windows. FreeCAD allows you, by changing the parameters of the model, to view various design options and evaluate the work at various moments of the model development. The project can be a free replacement for commercial CAD such as CATIA, Solid Edge, and SolidWorks. The system can be used in other areas such as architectural design. The Thunderbird 1.15.1 mail client was released, which has a new panel for quick message filtering displayed above the message list by default. To display this panel, click the Quick Filter button. Alexa Sarai, who works at SUSE and supports packages with LXD in the OpenSUSE project, has created the Incus repository, which intends to develop a fork of the LXD container control system. The fork was created after Canonical, who is the creator and main developer of LXD, decided to withdraw LXD from development as part of the Linux containers community and develop LXD in the future as a corporate project. The fork is created due to fears that Canonical will stop supporting other distributions in LXD. In particular, plans have already been announced to concentrate work on the supply of LXD in Snap format, which is positioned as the main format for installing LXD. Currently, Incus has been working to remove unnecessary dependencies and disconnect bindings to tools and technologies specific to Canonical products. The fork will be developed with the participation of the community and taking into account the interests of third-party projects. It is noteworthy that the largest number of LXD users are not on Ubuntu, but on the Chrome OS platform, which uses the build toolkit ebuild/portage from Gentoo Linux. Bram Molinar, author of the text editor Vim, has died. Bram devoted 31 years to the development of the Vim project, to which he made the vast majority of the changes. Bram's last comment on the Vim repository dates back to July 8th. The cause of death was apparently a rapidly progressive disease. He was 61 years of age. The KDE Neon project announced the creation of experimental builds with a custom environment based on the KDE Plasma 6 shell and applications ported to KDE Framework 6, replacing the earlier work which was classed unstable. The new builds more clearly separate KDE Framework 6 applications with pre-alpha and a more stable desktop Plasma 6. KDE Plasma 6 is expected in the autumn of 2023. GTK 4.12.0, a multi-platform toolkit to create a graphical user interface, was published. GTK 4 is part of a new development process that is trying to provide application developers with a stable and supportable API that can be used without fear that applications will have to be reworked every 6 months due to changes to the API in the next GTK branch. They plan to form an experimental 4.90 branch by year's end, which will move towards the future release of GTK 5. The GTK 5 branch will include changes in API level breaking compatibility. Also discussed was the possibility of stopping support of the X11 protocol in the GTK 5 branch, only using the Wayland protocol. Window Maker 0.96.0, which provides an interface in the style of NextStep, was published. Features of Window Maker include stack layout of windows with semi-automatic control mosaic layout, low resource consumption, flexible configuration capabilities through the GUI configurator or text configuration file, dynamic generation of application content, support for the ICCM standard, Interclient Communication Conventions Manual, localization support, the ability to integrate with the desktops GNUstep, GNOME, and KDE, and MEX style design. The project code is written in C and distributed under the GPLv2 license. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.